My name is Stephanie Edenshaw. I'm an original from the Ch'akhutihit, which is the Eagle Nest House. I'm a original Kagwantan, and my Tlingit name is Ch'akhkla, which means Eagle Mother.
Stephanie Edenshaw was born and raised in Sitka, but she spent much of her adult life coming and going.
I always cried when I left.
She returned most recently in 2010, after 15 years in Anchorage, and she noticed some changes in her hometown.
It changed a lot, but for the positive, I think. A lot of growth and a lot of trees cut down, a lot of foreign trees.
But some changes were not so benign.
I got back here and I didn't realize there was so many problems with drugs here in town. It's like, oh my gosh, I couldn't believe it, you know. And I really think that alcohol and drugs should be on the number one health issue with here in Sitka.
The issue is both personal and professional for Edenshaw. She works as an advocate at Sitkins Against Family Violence and at Mary's Place, a residential treatment program for women dealing with drug and alcohol addiction run by Sitka Counseling.
You know, I was born and raised here, and, you know, I've just seen it a lot. And I'm a recovering alcoholic. I have 29 years. So I had a 10-year history of drinking. And growing up, that's what I saw when I was growing up.
Edenshaw said she'd like to see the Sitka tribe focus on drug and alcohol abuse, perhaps by partnering with Search to run outreach and treatment programs. She previously served on the tribal council for 2 years and says she's driven by a family history of political engagement. Her mother was a strong supporter of the ANB and ANS.
I saw how she struggled. You know, back then there was a lot of discrimination. And I saw how, you know, strong she was and believed in, you know, that things would be better if you fought for it. And she was doing it for her kids. And, you know, I have grandkids and I have 3 kids. I want them to be able to still know their heritage and still know, you know, that they could fight for what they believe in or work for what they believe in.
Growing up, politics was a family affair.
There was 7 boys and 3 girls in our family. And I remember having to go down to the A&B Hall. And, you know, after they had meetings, we had to go down there and clean it up.
Edenshaw's brother, Woody Widmark, is also on the ballot. He's served on the tribal council for 24 years. Edenshaw says that her top priorities on the council would be getting the tribe's finances in order and improving communication between the tribe and Search.
From my point of view, the Search has not been transparent. You know, all the changes that are going on, and we as customers have not been notified about, you know, what's going on. What's going on with our doctors? Why is there such a big turnover? You know, they should be able to inform the community what's going on.
But most of all, she'd like to foster a sense of unity on the council.
To me, you know, I want to see that unity. I want to see us work together to bring about positive results, like what our grandparents wanted and what our parents wanted.
In Sitka, I'm Rachel Waldholtz.